Hey guys, and welcome to a brand new segment of the podcast called Mind Strong Monday, where each Monday I will bring you tips, strategies, tools, and stories that you can use to overcome your challenges and perform at your best every day. This first episode, I thought I would start with three ways in which you can build your mental strength. Now, there are a load of different ways in which you can do this, and it is almost up for debate in what works best, but I really truly think it is an individual thing. But these are just three ways in which I've found to be coming up most often, and things that I've found in my own life, my own experiences that have worked for me, and I just wanted to share these three for you. So I looked up the definition of mental strength and mental toughness, and I mean, there's so many different variations of it, and there were also different studies that were done on it, but the most common thing that came out was the ability to overcome challenges and the idea of building mental resilience, and by doing that over and over again. And that really comes into this first topic that I want to speak about. So number one being fail more. And failing more is almost a non-negotiable for being able to progress. If you're not willing to fail and you're not willing to step into something where there is a chance you are going to fail, then you are never going to learn how to get better. You're never going to learn the tools in order to overcome that challenge. And this is a variety of different things, and the topic and the scenario is going to be individual to whatever situation you're in. But ultimately, it's the mindset of being willing to go into this place where you are willing to just not do well. Fundamentally, you have to be willing to lose. And all of the athletes I've spoken to, one of the things they have in common is that they're willing to try something. If they fail at it, then they just learn. And I had a coach who spoke to me about the idea of the learning pit, and that you're at the top of this cliff and it's nice and comfortable. And in order to get to the other side of the pit, you have to go into the pit. And when you go into the pit, it's chaotic, it's ugly, there's failure, it's full of self-doubt, it's full of all of the negative connotations you would think of failure. But to get out the other side, within that learning pit, you're learning the tools and the ways, your own personal way of how to get out of that pit, and you come out the other end with all of these new ways and strategies of how to deal with failure and how to progress in whatever skill or new learning that you're trying to get to, a new place that you're trying to get to. You come out of this pit with all of those tools. I thought it was a really nice analogy. You have to be willing to dive into that pit. You have to be willing to go into that pit where it's ugly, it's chaotic, it's nasty. And it's just such a nice way of thinking about it. But ultimately, if you're not willing to fail, then you are not going to be willing to learn. If it was easy, and if being excellent at something was easy, then everyone would do it. But it's not. And you have to have that mindset of being willing to go and fail. I've had people that I've played sport with, and the ones that stand out the most are the ones that if they're learning a skill, they're not completing that skill every time they're training. So every time they train, it might be catching a ball. And you would think that a good training session might look like catching a ball and you catch it every time. But actually, if you're dropping them, that means that the training is hard enough for you. And that means that you're going to find a way to get to that level. So every time you look at your training or the situation you're in and you feel like you're completing it and it's becoming too easy, then you need to challenge yourself. You need to find that failure more. And that way you're going to grow. That way you're going to build that pressure. You're going to start to find new ways of doing things, and you're going to start to grow and build out of that. So have a look at the life and the skills and the everyday living that you have. Is there enough challenge in there? Is there enough failing for you to learn and grow and become better at whatever it is that you're doing? So number one, fail more. Number two is self-care. Now, for us as athletes, this, in my eyes, is more towards the physical, but it will also link into the mental as well. I truly believe if your body feels good, then your mind feels good. And if you are over tight, if you're stressed and you feel that tension building up in your body and you're not willing to look after yourself, then that tension is eventually just going to build and build and build and then break. So you want to use self-care, and even though it sounds very fluffy, self-care is literally self-maintenance. And you can't be in the best possible place, and you can't be performing at your best unless you are looking after yourself. Your body, your mind, it is the tool that you are using to perform. So if you're not looking after it, if you're not maintaining it the same way you would maintain a car, then you are looking, or you're starting to move towards the chances of injury, and injury being a very broad sense, whether it's physical or mental. So finding ways to look after yourself, whether it's stretching, whether it's working out more, whether it's more restorative type stuff for your body. So personally, I took up yoga, and I teach yoga style movement. And that for me was amazing at being able to relax my body rather than going into workouts and smashing it every time and building up all this tension and then eventually breaking. You're able to maintain, restore, come back, and just keep going. And for your mind, it's an amazing release. If you're working on your body and you're feeling that tension release in your body, your mind starts to release. So these are physical ways. You can also use things like breathing techniques that allow you to calm the nervous system. Great for if you want to get a good night's sleep. Again, sleeping and making sure that your sleep is on point is the number one priority for looking after yourself. I'm guilty of neglecting my sleep quite a bit, and it's something that I'm working on. I'm making sure that before bed that I'm turning my phone off and having 30 minutes at least of deep stretching, deep breathing that allows me to calm and regulate myself before I get into bed, and just making sure that that happens regardless. Because if I just jump into bed and I feel all tense and anxious, or I feel tense and stressed, then I'm not going to have a good night's sleep, and that just knocks onto the next day and the next day and the next day. So having this self-care, self-maintenance, there is ways in which you can do it, whether it's through movement, stretching, breathing, even sort of mindfulness, meditation. They're great tools that just down-regulating yourself and just calming everything down so that you can keep on top of your training. And ultimately, your training and your everyday tasks, you'll become better at them because you're in a better place to do it. You ultimately can't look after others if you're looking to help others, and if your performance is helping others or just helping yourself, you can't do that unless you're at 100%. So making sure that you maintain it. And even though I've spoken about these being physical and sort of mental tactics, look after your emotional state. Have you been seeing your friends? Have you been seeing your family enough? Have you been speaking to others? Making sure you're having those connections in relationships, they are great ways of maintaining your mental state, your emotional state, because keeping those relationships, making sure that you have people around you that are, and you know you look up, you are looking after them, and you want to be around them, and then those people want to be around you. Having those strong relationships is just so important. So number two, self-care. Whatever that looks like for you, just make sure you're maintaining and looking after yourself. And last one, number three, is consistency. And I would also say repetition. Of all these things, it is no use whether it's you're willing to push yourself in training and fail more. If you only do it for a couple of sessions and then you kind of go back to a comfort zone, you're not really going to build that mental strength over time. I believe that mental strength is kind of this moment where you look back on these little moments in your life where you realize, oh, I was mentally strong, and that came from this training. And all of this stems from consistency, being able to do it day in, day out. It's no use trying to do it as a one-off and making sure that you're doing it as often as you can. Now, also, if it's a intense session that you're doing, then you don't want to do it every day. You do need those linked in with that self-care. You want to make sure that you're recovering so that you can push it again, and you can start to build a nice routine, a nice consistent routine of working hard and then restoring, working hard and restoring. And that over time, instead of having these huge peaks and troughs, these huge highs and lows, you have these consistent wave. And that consistency that you have in your routine, you have in your habits, you have in the way you go about things, builds and overflows into consistency elsewhere in your life. So just have a look at building a routine, whether it's scheduling in these moments, whether it's scheduling in days in which you're going to work hard and you're going to push yourself, and then you're scheduling in time to maintain and self-care yourself. And you repeat and repeat and repeat, and over time you'll look back and see that that consistency has built up into this strength that you were working on, but ultimately it's this this moment where you look back and you go, wow, I've come so far. So making sure you build a routine, whether that is writing it down. You can also bring someone else into the conversation as well. So whether it's having a friend, a teammate, bring them along. Make yourself accountable, and that way you stay as consistent as you possibly can. So the three ways that I believe building mental strength: failing more, self-care, and having consistency in repeating. So I hope these three ways have helped you out. Like I said, I'll be coming to you every Monday with new tips and advice and strategies and stories to help build your mental strength so that you can overcome your challenges and perform to your best every day. If you want to get a hold of me, head over to Instagram at Lewis Hatchett. You can also find the podcast, lewishatchett.com/podcast. If you're willing to try some strategies, whether it's looking after your body and your mind, you can head over to at the Sport Yogi on Instagram and also sportyogi.com, where you can sign up to the brand new Sport Yogi app, where I teach movement, teach flexibility, balance, strength, but then also breathing techniques and mindfulness in a sporting context that you're able to do and be guided along in your own time. The idea is that it's just to help athletes feel and move better. So head over to sportyogi.com if you're looking to sign up to the app and try out these techniques to help self-care, maintain, be consistent, and so that you can perform at your best. Anyway, thanks again for listening to this episode, and I'll see you guys soon.